Thunderstruck. The war for the West has begun. I knew, I predicted it 5 years ago, later the invasion of Ireland, which began, that knowing the background of that, knowing the sociology, the anthropology, that it would be the detonator. And I am now saying the detonation has now begun. And we're about to get thunderstruck. They're going to crush people. They're going to arrest people. They're going to try to bully the Irish. And it's going to trigger an even bigger awakening. And then the real fight starts. And you look at the forces of the globalists. They're a bunch of pussies. We got a bunch of news coming up next segment, but I want to go to this powerful piece. It was more than 10 years ago that I sang that famous song just from my heart about we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good, oh, they're so sweet. Going to stab your daughter, stab your son, stab your family, and the police chiefs are going to say, we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. Please behead us. If you talk bad about it, we're going to arrest you. And now this year they had signs up with the police department saying, we love our Somalis, with all the carnage and theft and murder and criminality there in Minnesota. It's just insane. So that's why this important updated funk version has been put out. Here it is.
They got green-looking skin, and they dash around hollering, we love Satan, we want to devour babies.
I kill my kids.
I caught them on video.
I fucking love Satan, so yeah.
Hillary's deep in the creepy weird sick stuff, man. She crashes in the same room with that creepy weird old chick whose mom dons a hood over her head.
What the heck?
That chick knows.
True classic. We're going to get it posted to X, Rolf Jones, and Rumble in the next hour. Be sure and get it and share it. Very important piece of cultural work that's been recreated thousands of times and gotten hundreds of millions of views. It'd be a shame if you went to Rolf Jones when it gets uploaded and shared it. It'd be a shame if you shared the live feed right now at Rolf Jones on X or at Rumble, rumble.com/Rolf Jones Show Live.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. Okay. Well, listen. Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. Stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Collin County, Dallas, Texas, Arlington, Grand Prairie, Irvin, Dalworth, Plano, Denton, Keller. It ain't safe for none of you white folks to come out this weekend. I'm giving y'all a fair warning right now. And guess what? It's going to be a bunch of niggas outside that look like me. And we ain't out there with no pocket knives. We out there with these. I guarantee y'all, y'all going to pay for what that judge just did to Carmelo. If you don't believe me, bring y'all bold ass out this weekend and put on your Austin Matcalf shirts and see what happened to you.
If you love Austin, you would be here! But because you don't care, it's fucked! Where is Austin's body? No! No! You don't love Austin! You don't care about Hunter! Because if you did, you would really stand in solidarity, not online, but right here. So I gotta speak for your white baby. I'll do it. I'll conjure that baby and make sure he tells the real story. Bring your white people. I really want to see that support.
By the way, I'm not cherry picking this. Without even looking, I wasn't even really following this. I've probably seen 50, 60 clips of people outside the courthouse in Frisco, Texas, north of Dallas, saying, we're going to kill you, we're going to shoot you, we're going to murder white people, we're coming for you. And now the videos are coming in, not just in Texas, but in Florida and places. Crazy black people just going around, and they'll see some old white guy, looks like he's homeless, sitting on the side of the street, just punches him in the face. And the black guy says, you're a juror for Carmelo Anthony. The guy's like, who's that? I'm a disabled veteran. Imagine you're just sitting on the side of the street because you're white and some guy punches you because of some case in Texas. What the hell does that have to do with anything? You think I'm going through court cases? They're out there, white people killing black people. You think I'm like, oh, there's a white guy that stabbed a black guy to death or shot him or something, and let me pay attention to that, and let me say my rights are being violated, and I'm all pissed off about this. Do these crazy brainwashed black people, I'm not saying they're all like that, but this minority of them, do they care that half the black people never get out of their womb and get aborted? No, they don't care about that. I have the black group, some that do care about it. I care, too, about everybody. Do they talk about the poison shots targeting black people and everybody else that killed millions? No, they don't care about that. They care about the globalists and the AI data centers and the chemtrails and the geoengineering and the war and the New World Order. No. They know when the media, because it is this type of black folks and white people too that watch corporate media that's all outraged about this, and you'd think George Floyd got killed. You'd think this guy, Carmelo Anthony, convicted of killing this young football player, you'd think a black guy had gotten killed. How is this even, and they're trying to make it a new George Floyd. And I felt like my IQ was reduced and my brain was sucked out following this last week. I'm sure you did too. We've showed live feeds of just everyone screaming at each other, the pro Carmelo Anthony people fighting with each other. And like, you're murdering us. We're going to kill you. You don't know our pain. You don't know what it is. And like the average white guy is like an air conditioning repair person, probably works for another black guy. The average white guy, like, works at a grocery store. So they're just like, well, what am I doing? So it's very, very frustrating to see the corporate media and the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and all these groups that run the white supremacy groups to create the crisis, create the division, sit there and still have groups of people they control. Now, they control less and less. And that's the good news. But I saw black people that went out and tried to talk to these crazy black people, and they would just start screaming at them and attacking them. And I saw Africans from Africa in different videos that are posted at the Alex Jones Show, alexjoneslive.com. And they're like, you know, I'm from Africa, and I've been here since I'm 10 years old, and I can tell you, this is a great country compared to other places, and white people have been nothing but nice to me, and you need to understand that you're being brainwashed. Shut up, you Uncle Tom, I'm going to kill your ass. Boom, I'm going to blow your head off. It's just like, what? Because they're just into being victims, into, there's the white boogeyman under the table going to get them. Now, when Fauci went into D.C. and went to black homes and told fathers they were bad because they wouldn't let their kids come out and take shots, the fathers come out and say, you want to poison my kids. This is experimental. This is eugenics. This is like Tuskegee. I'm like, make that black guy the mayor. There's plenty of super smart black people. And that's who they should know is the enemy. There is a white guy who wants to kill you. He wants to kill me too. His name's Fauci. There's another white guy named Bill Gates. They all admit they want to poison us and get rid of all of us. Klaus Schwab, King Charles, talks about his dad wants to kill 80% of us with a virus. Prince Philip. So there actually is a group of white men that are out to kill everybody, but they're allied with other powerful groups. So, but the average white guy, I can assure you, because I am one, just wants to make a living and be left alone, just like everybody else. And the idea that white people get some leg up, all over universities across the Western world, including the U.S., they won't even give white guys jobs now. The big companies say white men need not apply. Government jobs, white men need not apply. It's official in the U.K. and places. So discriminatory. Oh, because you're white and maybe some of your ancestors did something wrong, you get punished. Well, all these other groups, you hold up a lantern to what they did, they'd be even worse than white people. Hell, it was the England that ended slavery. So, I mean, there's a bunch of these, but just look at this video. This is in Florida. Black man in Florida filmed himself in an anti-white, racially motivated attack down to four crackers, Nafri Camilo, by punching a veteran in the head, all for internet fame. He told the veteran he was going to die after mockingly accusing him of serving on the jury that convicted Carmelo Anthony. And this guy posted on his own, what is that, Instagram? So, I mean, just imagine this. And the veteran guy looks like he's homeless or something, like sitting on the side of the road. And then a black guy comes up on a bicycle and punches you right in the nose. You're like, why'd you do that? Well, because you're on the jury, bitch. The guy's like, who, what are you talking about? Like, let's say a black criminal killed one member of my family randomly. I'm it's hypothetical. And then somehow he gets off. Do I like randomly go shoot some black lady because of it? Like, I don't even understand that. No, I would. I mean, white guy, black guy, anybody killed a member of my family got away with it. It's like that song by Hank Williams Jr., I Got Rights. No, I'm going to give you a visit sometime when you're least expected. I'm going to get the person did it, whether they're white or black. Have we ever got back to that point? But this group punishment is totalitarian. It's the mark of a slave state, where you are guilty because somebody that looks like you did it. Oh, a white man did something wrong one time. Oh, well, you're guilty. I'm not guilty of what Bill Gates does. I've been fighting his ass for 32 years. I was the first to spotlight his ass, on his ass. I was the first to discover his dad ran Planned Parenthood and the Eugenics Society for IBM. Doing research. Let's just say this. I was the first to put it on air. His researchers gave me the information. So that's where we are. I mean, I want black people to succeed and be successful and have a great life. I want everybody to. But as white people with the left controlling this, the ADL and the NAACP run by the ADL, founded by the ADL, look it up, it's meant to have us all fight with each other. And we've got to stop this. Now, I understand there are some black people so ignorant, you're not going to be able to reach out to them. And they sound just like the white supremacists doing the same thing back at them. And most of those guys are feds. And it's come out. The Southern Poverty Law Center runs almost all the white supremacy groups. And they also fund, through Soros, the Black Lives Matter crap. And we just got to get wise to this. So let's play a clip of this guy going around punching veterans in the face because they're white in another state over this ruling.
Hey, weren't you on jury selection?
No, he wasn't.
Seriously,
he wasn't.
He was
on jury
selection.
No, he's a vet, dude. He's a vet. He ain't been on jury.
You're on jury. Why are you on jury?
No, he wasn't.
You on jury? You was on jury selection.
No, he wasn't.
Not for Anthony. Not for Carmelo Anthony. I thought you was on. Man, what?
So you got poor white people on the side of the road and a black guy attacks them and just makes a big joke about it. Oh, I thought you were on that jury. The white people, they're going to pay. You understand, in just the last 3 days, I have this stack, each page is a video, of 200-plus white people being raped, murdered, killed because of what color they are, by Muslims, blacks, you name it. Now imagine, it's at least 20-1 black-on-white crime. It's like 45 times more likely. Now, that's still a small minority of black folks that are doing that, but they're still doing upwards of half the violent crime or more, a tiny demographic of 13%. But the idea is, if a black person gets hurt by a white person, all white people are guilty, even if the white person was in the right. It's like this Chinese convenience store owner who gets robbed at gunpoint, chases a guy out with a gun, the guy pulls a gun, they shoot him. Six of the nine are black. They find the Chinese American not guilty. And then all over the internet, a huge sensation. Black folks call up Chinese restaurants around the country and order huge orders and don't pick them up to punish Chinese people. Most of them don't even know about the case. What does that have to do with it? And then you're going to wonder why the next time you call a Chinese restaurant, you got a black accent, they're going to hang up on you. Oh, I'm being discriminated against. Yeah, because some other racist black people put a bunch of fake orders in. That's the way the world works. And it's not right. So while we're all fighting about this and doing all this and at each other's throats, the globalists are taking over and literally injecting us with nanotech and self-replicates. And it sterilizes us, gives us heart attacks and cancer. And I got new articles on that as well. But here's just one article. I mean, I have literally 30, 40, 50 of these a day without looking. I'm not going and looking for black on white crime, Muslim on Christian crime. It's just everywhere. And every day or so, some Trump guy with a Trump sign in his yard or a Trump sticker, and whether Trump's gone sideways and isn't good anymore or whatever, it doesn't matter. You have a right to have a Hillary Clinton sticker or a Barack Obama sticker or a AOC sticker or a Trump sticker, and they get killed, they get shot, they get beat to death. And Jasmine Crockett, oh, I forgot that clip. Pull that up, we'll play that last and get off the subject and take calls. Jasmine Crockett said, well, this guy was a football player and he beat up poor Carmelo Anthony pretty bad. No, all the witnesses, including the black teammates of the white guy that got killed, who testified, and that put the nail in the coffin, said, no, he kept screaming, yelling, threatening people. And all the guy he killed did was push him on the arm and say, get out. He kept saying, touch me, touch me, touch me. See what happens to all of them. 15 times they told him to leave over like 30 minutes. He's yelling at everybody, going crazy. And then he stabs him right in the heart. And then Jasmine Crockett's saying, oh, you get in a fight with me, I'm not just throwing fists. So she's legitimizing this and encouraging this, hoping crazy people go out and kill some more people, and then they go to prison, and she just sits back and thinks it's funny. By the way, we could play you clips of her until she got in Congress. She talks with a little white girl accent. Hello, my name's Jasmine Crockett. Thank you, I'm running for Congress. Thank you so much. She's like, I'm Jasmine Crockett, and I hate the white people, and I'm here to tell you, we're going to kill a bunch of them right now over here. Reminds me of Hillary when she goes to Kentucky. She goes, hello, everybody. It's good to be here with you today. I just ate a possum this morning. I'm Granny from the Beverly Hillbilly. Famously, Kamala Harris is from a Hispanic group. Hello, everyone. I love hot sauce and tacos. She actually said that. Do you have taco? Now, this is something some white people do. And then Kamala Harris is Indian and Hawaiian, not black. But I've got even some not super close, but I got family that does this. And you'll go to a Mexican restaurant, the person's in America, they don't even have a Hispanic accent. And they walk over, hey, how you doing? Would you like to drink? Hello. Ooh, I would like margarita and taco. But I mean, we can show you the clips of Hillary, different crowds, black people. Hello, everybody. I'm Hillary Clinton. Kamala Harris. Hello, everybody. I'm Kamala Harris. Good to see you today. Well, when I go speak to a crowd, when I go to England, I go, hello, everyone. I'm Alex Jones. Good to be here with you today. Or I go to New York, I'm like, how you doing, buddy boy? Good to be here with you. Yeah, I'm part of the Sopranos, and I was raised right here in Brooklyn. And let me tell you right now that, let's just say we got a thing going on here. We call it La Cosa Nostra. Anybody that acts like that, you know, is a fraud. In fact, we're live now, but in post, when we post this to X and Rumble, just have the crew, because there's compilations of Jasmine Crockett in her old voice.
Hi, my name's Jasmine Crockett. Oh, gosh, I'm running for Congress. I'm a little white girl.
Now she's like, hey, baby, I'm going to kill you, too. Yeah, kill them white people. And AOC does it, too. She changes her voice for everybody. Imagine if I got invited to speak at a black church. I'm like, thank you, Reverend, for having me speak. Let me go up and speak. Hey, 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 it's Fat Albert, everybody. My name is Alex Jones. Well, I mean, what is that? But that's the mindset of the left. They're chameleons. They're fakes. Here's Jasmine Crockett.
If a 300-pound man is beating me.
Hit pause. Like, start it over. The guy was like 180. She's like, he was bionic. He was a killer. He was this guy could like bend steel bar with his hand. He would kill Kamala Anthony. That they all think. He would murder him. And then I tell you, I'm going to use the knife too. We got to use the knife. We got all these white people holding us down right now. Start her over.
If a 300-pound man is beating me, like on top of me and beating me down, I'm not limited to fist. You know, I would argue that even the only time we go into things like people's hands being considered deadly weapons is typically like if they're a professional boxer or that kind of stuff. But I think by the time you start getting to like football player, good argument. Good freaking argument. We're not talking about like the golfers. We're talking about football players, right? Like this is what they are trained to do, is to inflict like serious physical contact. And it's my understanding that the decedent was that.
It's her understanding he did serious contact shoving him. So she's trying to get people in trouble. She puts on this whole tough guy act. She's a despicable person. I'll never forget AOC when she first got elected. She goes,
I went to the community garden in New York, in Harlem. And there was white people plants. There was cauliflower. Why do they not grow agave? Why do they not grow?
This weird fake Hispanic accent, like she's in a Speedy Gonzalez cartoon or something. They just take anything. Cauliflower's from Africa, you dumb idiot. Just because it's white has nothing. Remember they said, serious articles in their times, is milk racist because it's white? Should we restrict milk? And you're like, what? They want to make everything about this so you can't navigate all the real attacks you're under. I know most of you get this, but man, you think I'm joking? This is like 6, 7, 8 years ago, but just look up. AOC talks about cauliflower being a racist plant.
Why are we growing cauliflower? We need to be growing yucca or agave.
Well, agave don't grow in New York, you dumbass. It's like,
oh, the evil white people have gardens.
Now I'm doing a Chinese accent.
Why they make us grow cauliflower?
You grow whatever the hell you want. It's like, that's the big robbery. Not half the blacks being aborted, not world government, not chemtrails, not poison shots, not GMO, not all the 5G. No, it is cauliflower. The problem ain't the white people made us eat the cauliflower. And I'm into plants. I'm not an ornithologist, but I'm a bird watcher. I like seeing birds. And a lot of other stuff, too. But I'm like, wait a minute. Cauliflower from Africa? Because anytime I look at where's this from? Where's this plant from? Like, where does this originate? You know, like, I know corn comes from Latin America. So does tomatoes. Nightshade family, potatoes, tomatoes, you know, all that. I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that Africa? And I went, oh, Africa. And cauliflower was actually imported and brought in the Atlantic slave trade with the Africans. So it's actually an African plant that Africans eat from Africa. And she's so dumb. She's like, but that's the mindset here. Here, I guess they found a Jasmine Crockett doing her white voice versus her fake Fat Albert voice. Here it is. Yeah, go ahead and roll.
First of all, it's good to see you in the new year. You know, no one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress.
Maybe because these people, they are crazy because they always talk about how Christian they is. Yeah, I don't know how many of them on that side are getting divorced because they getting caught up sleeping with their co-workers, staffers, interns, all the things. Yeah, you ain't got to believe me. Just go Google. You'll find some of it. I'm telling you, and the wives is being messy and petty. They putting it in.
Oh, I love coming to Austin. It's so good to be running for Congress. I tell you, bitch, I'm a hoe. Get that diggling out. Let's have some fun here. Hey, hey, hey. But it's even worse with, because she's like, AOC's like,
and then there's no agave or yucca. They make us eat cauliflower white food. It's white. It's white. It's white.
Meanwhile, cancer virus injections, new world order, world government total collapse. Yeah. AOC likens growing cauliflower to colonialism. We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with us.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its businesses?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there in the way of it. If you look at the number of countries that have had runaway inflation since World War II, you know, in my lifetime, it's very large. Once you create that, it becomes a different world. And of course, you have countries that have gone bankrupt like 6 or 7 times. I mean, it's just amazing what people do. Not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything. And on the
banking. And let's be clear, though. A dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed. So here's Prince Charles, the king, announcing the digital chains, the mark of the beast system, And it dovetailed with Tony Blair, who's globally, through the UN and Bill Gates, standardized the world ID that the UK, under orders of the king, I thought he's just ceremonial, no, he could dissolve Parliament anytime he wants, is now going into place. This all ties into everything. We'll talk to top economist and great patriot, Dr. Kirk Kelly, in a moment about it, but here's the clips.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
Tell us a bit about what it means for what government should do in terms of its digital infrastructure, digital ID, data centers, and so on.
The first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
What they do is Oracle make big donations to Tony Blair's Institute, and Tony Blair's Institute advocates for further advantages for Oracle and Oracle-affiliated entities. Listen, the centralization of data and the centralization of power is part of a dark and nefarious agenda.
People are really crazy if they don't call you. You're on record the biggest company because you have the best ratings, the best gold and silver prices. It is the smart move. Get a free consultation. They can roll over financial instruments.
This should be a happy time, right? So don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. There is a path to safety here financially, and that's what tangible assets do. This is what
God,
the numbers are telling us.
God always gives his people a way out, but the people perish always for lack of knowledge.
Always. He always does. He's never going to say something, even if it's the mark of the beast, when he talks about it in Revelation. He's not going to say something unless we have a choice to either accept or reject, because he didn't create robots.
KEPM.com/gold. Sign up for the email there to get a free consultation. Call you right back. Or you can call the number 720-605-3000. The smartest investment you could have made in the last 3 years. I'm telling you right now, this is the place to go. 720-605-3000. Leaves, I'll continue with phone calls to the fourth hour today. I want to go to your phone calls here in a moment. Since I mentioned this, these hundreds of articles a day, look at this one, alexjoneslive.com. Trump house owner beaten to death outside home in California. Witnesses describe unhinged attack. There's a newscast about it. They beat the veteran to death, a group of people, because they didn't like the fact that the Army veteran had pro-Trump signs. And you see this every couple days. Now, where are the Trump supporters rioting? Where are the white people rioting? It's usually racial. We're not. But the point is that if we do riot, it shouldn't just be at the black people, because it's not black people in general doing it, or Hispanics. It's those that are brainwashed. It's the globalists and the media and the corporate system that are behind it. They're the culprits, whether it's Keir Starmer, whether it's Hakeem Jeffries, whether it's MERS in Germany or Macron in France, they are the ones running the same program against us worldwide. I'm going to go to your phone calls in a moment, but about a month ago, on a group chat, me and Joe Rogan with Eddie Bravo were talking, and Eddie sent me this song and said, what do you think of this new Lana Del Rey song? And I listened to it, and I said, that's incredible. I know she did shows about songs about chemtrails over the country club and the New World Order and stuff. But I said, I looked it up, Eddie. That's not a Lana Del Rey song. He was teasing me. He goes, no, I made it. I wrote this song years ago during the pandemic lockdowns. And then I just put it to AI with her voice. But it's beautiful. It's an amazing song. I want to premiere it here. We'll go to your calls. Practicing Killing, Lana Del Rey, Eddie Bravo, premiere here. So the song's called Practicing Killing, AI rendition, Lana Del Rey, produced and created by Eddie Bravo, video edit by the great Darren McBreen. And we're going to post this very soon. I just want to come up with a cool headline for it, and we will, to Real Alex Jones on X and on rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's the new site, 750,000 followers in the last 3 weeks there. I want to thank you all for following us there at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. One word, The Alex Jones Show Live. Those are the coordinates to follow and tell others to follow and tell those that follow it to follow it, creating the chain reaction. But here is the work of Eddie Bravo with AI and the voice of Lana Del Rey, Practicing Killing. Here it is.
Just got done practicing killing. It's the end of the world, and we just smoking and chilling. We just got done practicing killing. It's the end of the world, and we just smoking and chilling.
Viral.
Share the links! AlexJonesLive.com!
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
And that's the truth, thanks to this great crew and all you supporting us. Great job, Eddie Bravo. I was like, Eddie, send me more of the music you make. I know he's a great musician, not just a world champion jiu-jitsu guy. I've known him like 20 years, or 18 years or so. Been through Joe Rogan. Come get friends. He's coming to town soon to be on the show. We're going to do a live event with, about a month with down at the Vulcan Gas Company with Sean Johnson and J.P. Sears and a bunch of other people. But great job. He sent me a bunch of his music. Amazing. And I heard some of it was great rock and roll stuff, but this political stuff's amazing. And his version, his own voice, is amazing. But Lana Del Rey with AI, then Darren McBreen adding all that to it, which I asked him to do about a week ago, put that together so quick. Great job, Darren McBreen. That will go on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live, and it will go on rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live in the next 30 minutes or so. Get it and share it. That is powerful. So trying to bring back more pandemics, more control. All right. I haven't hit Iran yet. I haven't hit what's doing the economy. I haven't hit Trump winning an off-ramp, but the Apache gets shot down. Looks like a false flag. Back to full war. I'll get to that with Stuart Rhodes next hour. And Israel openly being exposed to the Pentagon as the main security threat. All the developments with that. And then after Stuart leaves, I'll continue with calls. But right now, let's at least get to Bob, No Lock, Tanner, Abraham, Greg, David, and a few others. Bob in California on the Ireland uprising, the awakening. You're on the air from California. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, just seeing this news in Ireland is just horrible. And it's a pattern that we're seeing with the Henry Nowak that was in the UK. And then with the, you know, in the US with Irina Zarutska and with the Austin Metcalf. It's the ADL, like you said, and the SPLC that are, you know, funding these extremist groups to try to trigger like a race war. And it's one of those things where we just have to, you know, get together like the Irish community citizen army, something like that, where we could just rise up against these globalists and the ADL trying to trigger these divisions between us.
And we need to tell the Hispanics get it, and the black folks partially get it. Wherever we're at, the different divisions, we need to say, we're not each other's enemies, it's the globalists.
We've exactly.
Got to get to that.
And, I mean, it's a thing like, imagine like in the L.A. riots in 1992, or, you know, they're doing civil unrest and riots, and the Koreans, they're protecting their businesses. They're like, what do? We didn't, you know, we didn't do anything wrong to Rodney King. We're just trying to protect our businesses. So it's one of those things where we just have to all realize that, you know, we're all on the same team, but we got to fight the globalists, fight the ADL, fight the
FBI. Well, it was judges that released the killer of Irina Zarutska 40 times, 18 times for violent attacks, robberies, you name it, and the judge's wife, her lesbian wife, owned the treatment center that she would make money off of that the government funded when she put him in there. And now another judge has said not fit to stand trial. They're going to release him, basically. So,
yeah, exactly.
And then his brother killed a white guy. His sister almost murdered somebody. These are he said, in fact, get the clip ready, of Irina Zarutska. He said, I got that white girl. And again, I don't want white people running around killing black people. If some white guy stabbed some black woman in the neck, I'd say electric chair that son of a bitch. I mean, how is this? Like, it's crazy. What do you make of this situation with Carmelo Anthony and literally just people frothing in there and kill white people and randomly beating up white people because a jury found Carmelo Anthony guilty?
Yeah, it's insane. It's almost like it seems like the globalists and the ADL, SPLC, they're trying to trigger like a race war. That's what it seems like to me with all of these different situations. But when Irina Zarutska got killed, there was no riots. You know, when Charlie Kirk, I know he wasn't killed by, you know, he was killed by a Trantifa far leftist, but there was no riot.
I thought that at first. I think Israel did it now.
Maybe they did, but there's no riots anyway. People were praying with the vigils and peaceful. You know, the Western culture, we just have to realize the Western culture is the right.
I totally agree.
House in the bad neighborhood, like you said.
Sorry, you had call waiting or something. It broke up. You said we have to realize the Western culture is the best house in the bad neighborhood.
Exactly. That's just what I wanted to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Great points. Yeah, I meant to get to the Irina Zaruska thing. Elon Musk paid a couple million bucks reportedly out of his own pocket to put up big, beautiful murals on the East Coast in dozens of cities of her. And were very tasteful. Just said, remember her and a picture of her. They pulled him down saying it's racist. Because you're not allowed to admit that there's racist crazies on all sides. And the left has created open season on white people. Because then you can't keep blacks pissed off thinking they're the only ones getting messed with. The good news is record numbers voted for Trump, black and Hispanic. Now that he's gone sideways, he's losing them, he's losing everybody. And that's a real crisis we face. But yeah, play it with audio of him saying, I got that white girl. Here it is. And I didn't know this till it came out Monday. His brother killed a white guy for no reason, is out. His sister attacked somebody, didn't kill him, but tried. I mean, and they all got these weird tattoos and look all crazy. I mean, just what the hell? But these guys, like, are crazy already. They're mentally ill, obviously. And then the media is telling them white people are out to get you. He's like, well, there's one of them devils right there. Turns out she was a Black Lives Matter liberal. She did. Trained Ryder's alleged killer. I love how the whole media calls him alleged. He's on video stabbing her in the neck. He killed her. But who really killed her was the judge who makes money off the treatment facility that her wife has. And now another judge is going to let him go again. They know what they're doing. Abraham in New York, you're on the air. What are you calling it about?
4 points very quickly. First of all, I've been taking methylene blue and the Chazolette gummies and the Seymour's gummies and the turmeric gummies and the T3 for about 7 months. And I feel just like I did at age 20, and I'm like 58, and my brain has definitely gotten, I thought it was working well before. I'm getting 40% better performance out of my brain in the last four months, and it's definitely methylene blue and the Chazolette and the T3. Now, I have to make 3 quick points. First of all of us need to support the Alex Jones store. If you enjoy this show, at least buy the products once in a while, no matter what your budget is. Don't tell me you cannot afford it. If Julian Assange and Frank Serpico and Edward Snowden and Millen William Cooper and great people that we need to advocate and articulate for on our behalf, if they had a platform that they could be economically supported, they would have all been insulated and been able to weather their storms much better. The way we have to, for ourselves, not just for Alex, but we have to buy these products. They're all good products. Give them away to your friends if you want. Just buy something if you enjoy the show. It's just for our self-preservation. Now, for Ireland, where are these lawyers? A filmmaker needs to profile how much money is being earned and spent by lawyers in Ireland, for example, and America too, in Germany and Italy. But let's say Ireland, they have a big emphasis now. How much money has lawyers been earning 2021, 2022?
By the way, that's a key point. Massachusetts and other states have doubled the amount of money for illegal aliens to defend against federal deportation that's lawful, and they give them $30,000 per year for their homes and $4,000 a month to bring them here. Citizens, veterans don't get that. Social Security recipients are living on $600, $700 bucks a month. They paid into it, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Total discrimination meant to bankrupt the country, Cloward and Piven. So I'm glad you I'm glad you raised that point. Be on hold because I'm going to go back to you. Here is a short newscast about the governor and doubling the money they had to fund lawyers for illegal aliens, and they get $30,000 a year for housing, and they get $4,000 a month, and then and it's had a whole bunch of other stuff. It's like, I mean, they're doing everything for these people, and the same thing here is the same thing in Europe. Four-star hotels, three meals a day, laundry service, turning down their beds. Boy, I mean, this is crazy. Here's the report out of Massachusetts. Massachusetts governor criticized for shifting costs of rental assistance for migrant families, but here's a short newscast.
The Massachusetts GOP is criticizing Governor Maura Healey over a new report that shows shifting shelter costs to the state's home-based program. The program provides rental assistance to migrant families. According to the report, Massachusetts is on pace to spend $97 million on the home-based program in the current fiscal year. The state spent approximately $9.5 million on housing at-risk families. Massachusetts Republican Party Chair Amy Carnevale released a statement following the release of the report, saying in part, quote, as much as Maura Healey would like the public to think that she's improving the system, the data tells a different story.
So they're taking Section 8 funding for American citizens and giving it to illegals. But there's another newscast where they were already spending like, was it 40-something million a year for illegal aliens to get lawyers, and now they doubled it. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Go ahead, Tanner. That's where you were going, right?
Abraham.
I'm sorry, Abraham. I apologize. Abraham in New York. Go ahead.
So a good filmmaker should profile the economics of the entire law community. How much did they earn, and how much did they bill clients in 2021, 2022, 2023, and all the way up to now? And then profile how much are they doing pro bono, and also actual people can hire lawyers ourselves. And also we pressure them to do pro bono, to sue the government. Be like, you guys are making millions, at least do one service for the people. Profile the economic crime. Now we have an argument. Now we can get behind a strong platform. Because they're like, you're spending 1 to 3% of our GDP on foreign occupants, and you're killing our jobs at the same time that AI is killing everybody's jobs. That's another big burden.
Well, remember, FEMA spent under Biden like $20 billion on hotels for illegal aliens.
And then they turn them to crap by the time they're done with the asset. They just deplete the facility to nothing. They destroy schools and hotels. And because everybody else is so busy with our lives, we don't have the leverage to at least complain against those private entities. Some of them are not.
But you hit the key, whether it's homeless or illegal aliens, whatever it is, the NGOs farm them. And they're the real villains. They steal most of the money that's going on here. So, yeah, it's absolutely insane. Look at that. Another state now spending $100 million a year to house non-citizens. They even get free furniture. When will the madness end? So that's what's happening. And it's the same program, the same NGOs. And Trump started to ban it, but since he got rid of Elon Musk, they kind of backed off of it. This is a crisis.
There's an actual term where we can accuse the government of committing felonies. Once we could leverage that they, the government, are guilty of multiple felonies, and then we start specifically identifying those things and then attaching numerical assessments to it. Because when we can accuse you of, all right, not only did you ruin our entire farming industry and this industry, but it cost us this amount of hundreds of millions. When we sue, then in that lawsuit, it also profiles the economic damages. And now we have a strong argument. We don't just have a bunch of strong men with waving signs. We have.
No, you're right. The real fight is countering their lawfare. And this is discrimination against American citizens. It's fraud. We just can't count on Trump to do it or Ken Paxton to do it. They're doing it. We all have to do it. Great points, Abraham. They'd highlighted Tanner, the next caller. So that's why I skipped to that. I apologize. Briefly, thank you for plugging the products, folks. We only sell products that work. If you take the T3 iodine with the methylene blue, with the Shilajit in concert, they all work together. It's incredible. Big sale on the site right now. I haven't even gotten into that today. There's another huge mega sale going around, up to 50% off of many of the products, like Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein Detoxifier. And they have the new stainless steel with the highest quality filter that cuts out everything. This is the most powerful, beautiful, amazing gravity filter ever. I've had three or four other sponsors that were great before. This is even better. This is made especially for Bigly. We have all the tests, all the data. This came out better than I thought. I wanted the best. They did it. This is incredible. We had a limited run. It's about to sell out. But you can also, once this sells out, pre-order. More's coming in a few weeks. but everybody should commit for yourself and your family to purify your water with the hundreds and hundreds of forever chemicals in it. And you do, and then you fund the broadcast by getting this filter that does tens of thousands of gallons before you got to replace the filters. They're inexpensive. Get your dual carbon platinum gravity fed water filtration system, 3 gallons at a time, right now, from pool water to swamp water to tap water. It cleans everything out. You're insane if you don't do it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And again, I told them to order 10,000. They ordered 1,000. It's about to sell out, but probably this afternoon. But they're going to have a pre-order because more is coming in 3 weeks. So just get your pre-order in right now. You cannot beat the highest quality stainless steel. It's a beautiful art piece, but the guts of it are insane. So easy to use. Double carbon filtration, highest level, highest rated. You want everything out? You want the answer? This is it. Take care of yourself and keep the show on the air, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, Tanner in Delaware. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling today to discuss the massive parts yard fires that are going all across the country. And
yeah, I saw it. Just like the last few years, it was food production facilities blowing up at like 10 times the rate. Now I saw some estimate like 40, 50 times the rate of trash yards, of junk yards, which are important places, folks, people that don't know, going up in flame. I'll hold you over to talk about it. But yeah, what's going on there?
I honestly think it's tied to the mass surveillance of the newer cars and that Trump decided to put E15 ethanol or 15% ethanol into the cars, which to the gasoline, which destroys older engines past 2000, and they're forcing everybody to buy a brand new vehicle.
All right, stay there. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have the crew pull it up. Guys, pull it up. Record fires at parts yards is what they call them, or junk yards. Record level fires, or what's causing all the fires at parts yards? People that don't know, back when I, even when I was like 25, been on air a few years, I would go have something break in my truck, and I would be cheap. They go, that's $2,000. I'd say, BS. Me and Mike Hansen was my camera guy. He was big in that. We'd drive out to a junkyard and get it for like $50. That's the kind of stuff I had time to do. It's kind of fun, you know. If you don't know, all these old cars are key. All the new ones have kill switches, control grids, and the caller's instinct's right, because I actually saw reports a decade ago, and in last year too, all these old car buybacks they claim for the environment are really about destroying old cars. Soon they're going to ban old cars and force you onto these smart cars that totally control you. Great point. You nailed it. We'll come right back to Tanner in Delaware.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
Receiving this transmission.